almost heaven. West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life was old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, blowing like the breeze. Country road, take me home to the place where I belong. West Virginia, Mountain Mama, take me home. Country road.
Wow, every week when I hear that song and I think about my home state, I think about how at times it does seem like it's almost heaven, West Virginia. But just a few weeks ago, it seemed much more like hell. You are listening to My Story of America Radio here on the Veritas Radio Network. I am your host, Michael T. George, and I am literally on the road today. And I am traveling to the flood-ravaged regions of my home state of West Virginia. Been invited down to a press conference at the Greenbrier, and as I travel, I'll be going through the communities of Raynell, West Virginia, White Sulphur Springs, and also Richwood. It's a state with great beauty. It's a state full of beautiful mountains, lovely valleys, small creeks, rivers. But just a couple of weeks ago, when more than 10 inches of rain fell in just a few hours, it turned small creeks into raging rivers. It canceled one of the PGA Tour's main events, the Greenbrier Classic, and it has displaced people out of their homes. It has changed people's lives forever. A wall of water that just seemed to fall out of the sky. I'm going to talk to people today who lost everything. I'm going to see places that don't look the same anymore because of the power of nature. And what I'm going to experience is things that no one should ever have to experience, but it did. But the one thing I will know to be a fact, and I know it'll be true, I will meet people who will rally around one another, who will look past all their differences, and they will be neighbors helping neighbors, friends helping friends. They will love one another as they love themselves. Because West Virginians have a way of banding together. They have a way of coming alongside one another, strapping up, working hard, and making sure that one another is taken care of. It's happening here in the state of West Virginia. So today, I'm bringing you along as I travel the flood-ravaged areas of West Virginia on today's My Story of America Radio. Come across what I'm expecting to happen quite often. I'm sitting, stopped at the road. There's a state road worker out front holding a stop sign. And the reason being is simply this. Because up ahead, the road has partially washed away. There will be only one lane to cross. This was one time just a vibrant road that people came in and out of their community. But unfortunately now, it has been severely damaged. This will not be the first place I'll be stopped today, waiting to be able to get through. It's going to be a common occurrence. Not only did people lose their homes, the ways in and out of the communities in which they lived were greatly impacted. Some places, there is no road anymore. You have to drive miles out of the way to get in. At times where you could literally just drive, within minutes to a neighbor's home or to a store. Now, the trip will take more than an hour. When you have that much water, not only pouring out of the sky, but coming down these beautiful mountains, pouring in these valleys and across these roads, the force is immense. And before long, it begins to tear away the asphalt, the rock, the gravel, the base underneath, and what's left is just a giant hole. The skies are overcast with a deep gloom of rain about to appear on the scene once again. And I can't help but wonder if people look at the sky and think, is it coming again? We've had warnings once again of flash flood watches and tornadoes touching down in different parts of the state. And it's an uneasy feeling right now as I travel. I look and I see what used to be small creek banks are now have gaping wisps from where it tore apart the sides of hillsides. I see a young girl, you can tell clearly with very little to her name, carrying a small purse with a little dog in it, looking disheveled, like her whole life has just been turned upside down. And it probably has. I look at the area, and for all of its beauty, all of its natural wonder, I also see despair. But in some, I see hope, because people are caring. All around, I see signs that say, pray for West Virginia, pray for the flood victims. I see signs on churches that say, you can get help here. I see signs that batteries and ice and bleach and water are available. It's a place right now that many of us will have forgotten about once the big pictures had came, but this is the time period that we need to remember. This is the time period when, after all the big media has left, that the folks here still are hurting. They still are in need of someone to just say, hey, I stand with you, West Virginia. I stand with you, people of White Sulphur Springs, Raynell, West Virginia, Richwood, West Virginia, and all the communities, Clendenin, all the ones that affected. I'm watching as the rain is now slowly starting to fall out of the sky. And I wonder myself, is this going to be another flood that's about to take place? They do have warnings. I guess the day will come about and we'll see where we transpire. But I do know this. The roads are definitely hard to pass by in many locations. The rain has now begun to steadily fall as I make my way the last little bit into Raynell, West Virginia. Everywhere from one side of the road to the other, you see homes that are destroyed. You see homes with big orange X's on it, which means that these homes have now been declared inhabitable. They will end up being destroyed, cut down. I'm driving on a road right now where a couple of weeks ago I would not have been able to. I would have been totally underwater. The mountains of trash that are piled alongside the road are just heartbreaking. I see small little bits of people's belongings. I see church pews. I see kids' toys. Refrigerators thrown to the side. Mounds of carpet. I see a little doll baby laying there covered in mud. And I see the stream that had ravaged through this community and wiped out portions of the homes. Right now it is in its creek bed, but it is slowly rising as the rain is just coming down. All along I see workers from all over the place. I see one here from the Baptist General Relief Discover Disaster Relief Fund. I see state road workers. I see folks everywhere. The amount of trash, the amount of destruction is heartbreaking. These were people's treasured possessions. Trees down, couches, chairs, homes destroyed. There's a home off of its bank, mattresses laying. You cannot even fathom. There's a car turned upside down. There's one leaning up against a tree. All along, the only thing that can happen is at some point a garbage truck will come through. State will come through and they'll help get rid. They'll take all of this stuff to a landfill somewhere. Somebody's entire life reduced to rubble in the amount of just a few hours. I have to admit, it is heartbreaking. Thing is, I know folks in this area. I've played golf on the golf courses here. Raynell's just a small town. It has a little golf course outside. I can remember playing golf there. I can remember speaking at Sewell Valley Baptist Church. And I can only wonder how many people there lost everything. I notice also I've seen quite a few people walking from place to place. And it makes me wonder, had they lost not only their home, but have they lost their cars as well? They have no way to travel. The amount of mud that's laying places is absolutely amazing. Hillsides that are just been torn down. And people just standing around looking, just disheartened, is everywhere. It's something like just right out of a war zone. I see them all working, doing whatever they can. Going through the downtown of Raynell, West Virginia right now, and a few weeks ago I could not have done this. I would have been totally underwater. A town that was submerged. Will they rebuild? They'll find a way. But the town will not be the same. As the rain comes down, it's very disheartening to see what has taken place in this quaint little community in Greenbrier County of West Virginia. They're good people. They're honest people. They're hardworking people. But right now, their lives are turned upside down. So even the post office in town, I just noticed it's all closed up. It's gone. And what they've had to do is the post office has a little trailer sitting out there, just a little mobile home that a mobile, basically, like a camper that they've set up that you come and do the mail. I mean, everything's affected. It just totally changes the whole way of life. All the trash that you see sitting out there, that's like the second group of batch of trash that they've put out there that's came through. It's unbelievable. Raynell, West Virginia, totally devastated by the floods. Next stop, White Sulphur Springs and home of the Greenbrier Resort. I have just come now to the part of where I'm coming into White Sulphur Springs, West Virginia, and it is unbelievable. I see a car down by the riverbank. There's trees all over the road. Parts of it is gone. This is a as bad as I thought Raynell was, this is much worse. It is absolutely much worse. It's understandable why they had to cancel this golf tournament, this area. It is truly just devastating what you see here. There's things still piled up next to the bridge. A car, trees, another sign, pray for our friends and our town. Absolutely. There's a building that's now been destroyed. There's the amount of cars, tractor trailers that are piled up. A Wendy's that's destroyed. A Dollar General that's destroyed. It's surreal. There's times that I truly fail to have any words to share with the audience. Prayers are definitely needed. I've just seen the sign that's "Welcome to the Greenbrier." And it's the road that, if you've ever been here, you'll know it's the road that leads in. I see a billboard now laying toppled down. The famed green fence that lines alongside the Greenbrier, much of it is toppled. Truck after truck coming out, just hauling mounds of trash. It is unbelievable. And I see signs. White Sulphur strong. Greenbrier County strong. West Virginia is helping West Virginians. The hope is here. The people are encouraged, and their resolve is just like the word says, it is strong. Not only do they plan on rebuilding, they plan on being better than they were before. Because that's what West Virginians do. Sure, we take the brunt of many jokes, and a lot of people make fun of different things, but culturally, you will find no greater group of people willing to just fight hard and work hard for one another than about anywhere you go. There is a camaraderie that takes place. You can see mounds of trash and stuff and trees down near the golf course. Right now, this area is devastated near where these homes were. And I see homes, multi-million dollar homes that were wreaked havoc by the flood. It touched everybody. It rains on the poor and the rich alike. Floodwaters, they have no class distinction. Take them all. They come, take them all one by one. Doesn't matter your station in life. I can see parts of the golf course that in good shape, but others, it is devastating. The PGA Tour was to be here this week. It was July 4th through the 10th. But now, another group of people are here. There are volunteers, but instead of helping a golf course, they're helping a community to once again rebuild and become almost heaven, West Virginia. Normally, I'd be standing here, there'd be crowds of people gathered around watching golfer after golfer hitting shots into the famed 18th hole, a par 3
which has yielded many hole-in-ones. But today, as I stand here, just a couple weeks out after the flood, you see the devastation that this small creek wreaked havoc upon this beautiful landscape. You look around and you see beautiful homes in the distance, see the beautiful mountains, and you realize just a week or so ago, Bubba Watson had tweeted how on the first hole, it was very wet, and you couldn't go anywhere. The Greenbrier is rebuilding. It is doing its best to make it another place where people will be able to come. And one of the best ways it will be to help West Virginia will be to come to the Greenbrier, to come, to visit, to spend money at this beautiful resort and help the folks of West Virginia rebuild their lives, to help them with their jobs, to help them with their livelihoods. It is almost heaven, West Virginia, and that's because of the people. The people make this place unlike any other you've ever experienced. Yes, when you come to the Greenbrier, you see the beauty of the area. You see the beauty of the history, the beauty of the facilities. But it's the beauty of the people that make all the difference in the world. It is country roads take me home to the place where I belong, West Virginia. This is my story of America Radio. Yes, the Greenbrier is known for golf, but it's also about to be known more for tennis. They had built recently a new stadium. It's called the Stadium at Center Court, here right by Howard's Creek, which flooded the entire area. But this stadium, which was full of water at the point, has now been all cleaned out. It's amazing what has transpired here in just a short amount of time. Once again, where I have seen places of devastation, I have also seen places of hope. And that's what really this is all about. Yes, I'm here touring the ravaged areas of floodwaters, but this is a story about hope, about how people come together during disasters and they make an impact in one another's lives. They band together. And that's what real Christians, real West Virginians do. They join together, they band together to create a place where neighbors help neighbors. Currently touring the property with Cam Huffman of the Greenbrier. He's their sports information director here, public relations. And we're going across, which course are we parts of now, Cam?
This is the Meadows course right here.
And we're just about to pass the Greenbrier Academy where they do all of their teaching and stuff. So when the flood was at its highest, tell me about what was taking place here.
We saw drone footage the night of the flood, and this entire building, all you could see was the roof of the building. It was pretty much completely underwater. It looks amazing right now how much they've done to it. It was just complete debris field everywhere you looked here all week, so they pretty much had to completely gut it. But looks like they're definitely making progress on it, so that's encouraging.
And it is encouraging. What's amazing is when you're here and you look at it, you see the amount of work that has already went in place in just a short amount of time. It really goes to show just the, not only the durability of the people here, but the perseverance to work hard. I've actually played some golf courses that don't look as good as this one does right now after it's been through a major flood. And so there's no doubt in my mind that not only will the Greenbrier be back to normal, they'll be back sooner than most people could ever have imagined. Because this is a group of people that know how to roll up their sleeves, they know how to band together, and they know how to work hard. But that's West Virginia in a nutshell. It is almost heaven, by the way. And with this place, you will once again want to flock to the Greenbrier to notice not only the great scenery, the great service, but the great people. This is Michael George with my story of America Radio.
You've just heard is the reality missing from reality TV. My Story of America. We'll be right back on the Veritas Radio Network's Crusade.